Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story actually happened to me. It was this last Shabbos, and it was a three-second conversation which I had with my good friend, who used to be my student in my sixth grade class that I was teaching, but now he has become a teacher in the yeshiva, and he's very, very learned. And is very, very wise. But the conversation was only about 3 seconds because actually I was going in one direction on the street and he was going the other direction and neither of us stopped. And how long a conversation can you have with somebody when you're just passing them in the street and neither of you stop? Only a few seconds. But it was a very interesting conversation. It was about the connection of the name of the parsha to Mashiach and Geula. That is, this week the parsha was Acharei Mos Kedoshim, and it was about Acharei, the parsha of Acharei or Acharei Mos, and how the name of that parsha is connected to Mashiach and Geula. Now, where did I even get the idea of thinking about that the name of a parsha is connected to Mashiach and Geula? Well, of course, I got it from the Rebbe. Because 1 week, the Rebbe explained that the name of the parsha of Miketz is very connected to Mashiach and Geula. Miketz means at the end of, like it says, Vayhi Miketz Shenasayim Yomim, at the end of 2 years of days that Yosef was sitting in prison, an additional 2 years. After the 10 years that he was in prison, then he interpreted the dream of the baker and the butler of Paro, and then he sat in prison an additional 2 years. At the end of that 2 years, Paro had a dream and it led to Yosef getting out of prison. So the Rebbe said, as soon as a person hears the word Miketz, at the end of, he right away thinks, aha, that's also about Geula. Because Miketz means the end. And even though in the Parsha it's about the end of the 2 years that Yosef was additionally in prison, but at the end, also can remind us at the end of Galus, that Geula will come at the end of Galus. So when I heard the Rebbe say that, I thought, maybe it's not only Parshas Miketz that can remind us of Mashiach and Geula. Maybe it's every Parsha. And so I have kind of a hobby, and that is that I try each week, I try to remember to do it each week, to think about how is the name of this parsha connected to Mashiach and Geula? And so this week I was thinking about it, and I saw my good friend Shmuel, and we often talk about Mashiach and Geula. And so I said, Parshas Acharei. Aha! Acharei means after the Gullus. That's what I said. That took about a second and a half or 2 seconds, right? I said to him very quickly as he was walking by, Acharei, aha, Acharei means after the Gullus. We'll have the Geula after the Gullus. And he responded just as quickly, and he said, Acharei Mos, Techiyas HaMesim, which means after Acharei Mos, after the death of Nadav and Avihu from this last week's Parsha. But he said, after the death, well, after death is gone, then we'll have Techiyas HaMesim. That's, of course, about Mashiach and Geula. And that was our conversation. It took all of about 3 seconds. But it was two Yidden that this one's thinking about Geula, Mashiach and Geula. How is the parsha connected? And he says how he thinks it's connected to Mashiach and Geula. And his friend answers, actually even a better answer, I think, that my friend said about how the parsha is connected to Mashiach and Geula even a deeper way. Because when we say after the Gullus, that could be the only very, very beginning of the Geula. But when we say Acharei Mos, after the death of, meaning after death is gone, then we'll have Techiyas HaMesim. That, of course, is a much deeper part. That's the final accomplishment of the Geula. And so this story is, I think, an important lesson that just like there's an expression when two Jews speak together, they just speak about how to help another Jew. So too, we could say that when two Jews speak together, it's perhaps also a good idea to speak about Mashiach and Geula, Because as a matter of fact, when we learn about Mashiach and Geula, that is actually the quickest or the most direct path, as the Rebbe puts it, the most direct path to bring the Geula. And so this is a lesson which I think also that we can learn, that really every part of the Torah, if we look carefully and we look deeply, we'll see that it's connected to Mashiach and Geula. And of course it's so, because Torah is Hashem's wisdom, and Torah is one with Hashem, and Torah is one with the Jewish people. Torah and the Hashem and the Jewish people are all one. And what is the whole point of Torah, the whole point of the Jew coming down to this world, is to bring Geula, to reveal godliness, to reveal the truth of Hashem. So I hope that all of us will increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and this way we'll bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.